This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this special edition of Baptist Messenger Insight. Our podcast program is featuring news going on in Oklahoma, and listeners will be familiar with Oklahoma Baptist University and all that God is doing there. And to talk about some important developments with OBU today, we welcome President Heath Thomas. Dr. Thomas, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you today.
Well, we appreciate you and your leadership. We know the Lord has really been doing great things through your leadership and service there. And I want to call our listeners back to about a year ago on April 19th, 2023, an unexpected and tragic event happened with this devastating EF2 tornado that hit Oklahoma, areas of Shawnee, and went through the OBU campus, leaving a path of destruction in its wake. And in those days and hours following, I thought you could talk about just that moment in time and then what you saw as the immediate resiliency and reemergence from that, if you could take us back to that.
Yes, thank you for that question. Yes, April 19, 2023 will be remembered in OBU's history forever. It's a date that's marked in our brains and in our lives and in our school, and the scars of April 19th will last for a very, very long time. Essentially, an F2 tornado came through, and it went directly through our campus. It impacted all 50 of our main buildings, 167 roofed structures, and really severely impacted Shawnee Hall, Rayleigh Chapel. It knocked out two of our apartment buildings, about 20 rental properties and storage areas, one administrative building. But the reality was every single building on campus was impacted. And by impacted, it's varying degrees. All had water or storm damage. Every roof structure on our campus was completely totaled. But the miracle of miracles, not one single life was taken, and no one was injured. So our safety protocols were effective, but we learned really what the OBU spirit is in the hours following the tornado. It hit in the evening, and in the early morning hours of April 20th, we began to respond. And one of our first actions was to work with first responder crews to ensure the safety of all of our employees and students and anyone in the immediate vicinity. So we had to check every room, every building. And after we were able to demonstrate without a shadow of a doubt that there were no people trapped or injured, then we were able to move to the next stage, which was assess the damage, assess the buildings for any kind of structural impact, and begin the march towards what I prioritized as three things the next morning was the safety of our student and employee base and our overall campus, because we had debris everywhere, metal was blown everywhere, we had shingles everywhere, we had glass was blown everywhere across our campus. Mm-hmm. We had to ensure not just safety but security. And what I mean by that is in those early morning hours, you just don't know what's happening because we didn't have power across the campus or across the city. Power was out. We have a police force, so we leveraged the police force to ensure that our campus footprint was secure from any kind of bad actors who might wander onto the campus and want to exploit the situation. So security was very important for us, the safety, the security, and then finally, our students. That was our third priority. How can we create a pathway forward to ensure that our students are well cared for and that not just they're well cared for, but can we create a pathway to get back on campus and finish the semester from the morning of April 20th to what would be May 1st when we got back on campus? So that was the immediate response. The next morning of the tornado, most of us were up all through the night, but
yes,
at about 6 a.m. the next morning, God was really kind to us. We had incredible contractors and friends to OBU that pitched up to help. And I want to mention some of these by name. Stan Lingo, Lingo Construction, Renee Lingo, Lingo Construction. They pitched up with their team to help. Bison Roofing and Bison Construction. Brent Hill, those guys did a phenomenal job just pitching up to help. First On-Site Restoration Services pitched up to help. Restore Phoenix Restoration pitched up to help. And then all of our roofing companies pitched up to help. I'm just telling you, it was an unbelievable demonstration of support. And not to mention, let me just mention this, Brian, because
yes,
this is so powerful, and especially our Baptist listeners will resonate with this. Our Disaster Relief of Oklahoma and that whole team, I mean, they were first there, ready to go, ready to help, not just OBU, but the entire Shawnee community. And listen, Baptists can be very proud of our Oklahoma Disaster Relief because those guys did a phenomenal job to begin the recovery effort. So that's what happened between literally the late hours of April 19th into the early morning hours of April 20th. And then we began the pathway for assessing the damage and moving towards renewal.
Thank you for sharing that. It's just such a stirring and shocking thing. You know, we live here in Oklahoma and we're accustomed to tornadoes and damage, but this was truly historic. At the time, you remarked that it was the worst disaster in the university's 113-year history. And just as notable as the damage, we're so thankful there was no injuries, and we are so amazed at the standard of response that happened afterward that you just illustrated right there. You know, we know the term Oklahoma standard, and so to speak, there was almost an OBU standard that emerged. It was just incredible seeing you, your leaders, the students, the community. It was just incredible. And I know the work continues. Could you talk about some of sort of the ongoing and middle term and longer term picture? Because I know people listening to this want to continue to pray for OBU, to support OBU, to know areas of need. But could you give us a little update on some things like that, Dr. Thomas?
Sure. And I'm very happy to kind of walk through that. Basically, what happened is in the days immediately following the tornado, from that Thursday all the way to the following Sunday, we had a very tight time frame to get all of our roof structures covered with temporary roofing because there was another band of storms coming in. Mm-hmm. And so we, our immediate priority, once we knew everybody was safe, those three S's, right, safety, security, students, we knew that we had to protect our buildings as much as possible, not just our academic buildings, but you think we're a residential campus.
Yes.
All of our residential buildings had holes in them, and so those had to be covered. So in the 4 days or so between, you know, the start of the next band of storms, we had to get everything covered with temporary roofing. So our teams and our roofing contractors and our construction friends, what they did is they worked with us literally around the clock to get 1.478 million square feet of space covered. And just think about that for a
wow.
minute. 50 buildings, and they were all covered with temporary roofing so that no more water damage would ensue. And as you know, whenever you have damage like this, the reality is you don't know where that water has come from in a tornado. It sucks up the water from all over an area and then dumps it. And so the classification of that water is Category 3 water, which means it's like sewer water. And so everything that's been impacted by water, especially on the inside of a building, has to be remediated. So the priority was getting the roofs covered, because then after we got the roofs covered, then we could begin to remediate and assess water damage in every building. And what we're talking about here, just to scale it, is, I can't remember, 4,000 or 5,000 rooms.
Wow.
That have to be looked from the ceiling to the wall to the floor on every wall in a room. You have to assess all of that, map the moisture penetration, and then begin the remediation process. And so Phoenix Restoration and especially, first on site, those two teams worked around the clock to ensure we knew where we stood, because once we got the roofs covered and then the moisture mapping ensued, we were able to take the next step. Okay, this is the remediation strategy. And I remember very clearly in the early days after the tornado, I started thinking about, and we started thinking about, our student base and their experience. And listen to this. That senior class began their OBU career in 2019-2020. That means they began their freshman year in COVID.
Wow.
Think about this. So that freshman class, by the time they hit their senior year, their freshman year, they started in COVID, they went away for spring break and never came back. Right? So I was thinking, we can't have this senior class who experienced that their freshman year, we can't have them experience the same thing to bookend their OBU experience. So we've got to get them back on campus,
mm-hmm.
let them finish out the year and have a good kind of experience to close out their time at OBU. So that was the priority. We need to be back on campus in class on May 1st. And I remember at one of these, we met three times a day, at 6 a.m. and then at noon and then late in the evening, just to assess where we've been and make sure we were hitting the benchmarks. And I remember at an early morning meeting, I said, look, I think it was, the Saturday after the tornado, I said, we need to be back on campus in class on May 1st. And it was like everybody looked at me kind of like a cow looks at a new gate. Are you serious? And I remember the project manager who was over Lingo Construction, Tom Berkeley, looked at me and he just goes, okay. And I could tell everybody was like, holy cow, how's this going to happen? But from the perspective of our students, you remember that third S is our students. We got to think about our students. The goal was to ensure that we had a great student experience, even in the midst of a disaster, so that we could get them back on campus. And so we began to work the problem and really getting the roofs covered and getting the moisture mapping and then getting the remediation pathway and then playing musical chairs with the residential buildings to move students whose rooms were impacted, and then the academic buildings to move students and classes to rooms that were not impacted. We began that process, and here's the miracle. I mean, it is a miracle. It's the hard work. Literally, we were working 18 to 24-hour days all the time. But the miracle is we were able to do it, not just for that senior class, but for every class. And we got back on campus on May 1st. Now, that happened because we had 600 to 800 volunteers who helped us do that. Our OBU community, Oklahoma Baptist, OBU alums. Listen, our students, the morning after the tornado, started pitching in to help clean the campus. So, we got back on campus and everybody thought, okay, well, this isn't so bad. What nobody really knew was the full extent of the damage. And I'll be happy to unpack that in just a minute. But that was really the first days after the first night of assessment. And it was an unbelievable, really move of God and testament to the hard work that OBU and OBU friends put in to get us where we were.
That's just incredible. And having talked to some of the students that were able to go back on campus, I know just how much that meant to them and how worth it it was. And it was a total miraculous team effort, just incredible. I love this phrase you coined early on of wreckage to renewal. And
yeah.
I thought we could spend a moment, Dr. Thomas, and just talk about some of, out of the difficulty has come renewal and opportunity. What are you seeing that encourages you along those lines?
Well, there's a lot. The wreckage to renewal is the theme that kind of governed our response. And it's nothing new for those of us who are followers of Jesus. That's what Jesus has done with our lives.
Yes.
We were wrecked in sin, and Christ renewed us by the grace and forgiveness that he offers us on the cross. And so we are renewed, living creatures, because of what Jesus has done. As he was raised, those of us who have placed our faith in Christ will have our resurrection day. And so that wreckage to renewal theme is true for the cruciform life. I believe that. And so it's fitting that that became kind of the vision for how we were going to tackle and approach this once-in-a-century disaster at OBU. And the reality is, because we got back on campus on May 1st, a lot of people said, well, the damage really isn't that bad. But what we did was essentially provide a big Band-Aid so that we could get the students to finish the semester. And then we really, really got to work to make sure that the campus was renewed. Here's the reality. The wreckage of the tornado, the extent of it at this stage is over $50 million in insurance claims.
Wow.
So it impacted all of our buildings. We lost two apartment buildings. We lost, as I say, about 20 rental and storage places. We looks like we're going to lose an administrative building. And every building was impacted. So the reality is the water damage, the wind damage, the structural damage, we lost. Shawnee Hall is totaled from an insurance perspective, and Raleigh Chapel, actually, from an insurance perspective, is close to being totaled. So the damage was extensive. That's the wreckage side of it. But that doesn't really tell the whole story, right? The wreckage side of it means that for the next 36 months, OBU is going to be under construction. And the extent of the damage is real. I mean, this wasn't just a windstorm. This was wreckage. But here's the amazing thing. In the time from April 19th, 2023 to today, our listeners need to understand God has been very gracious to us. We've worked very hard. Lingo Construction is now our embedded construction manager who's managing the tornado recovery. We will have put in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new windows all across campus, new doors across campus, new walls in buildings, new roofs. Raleigh Chapel, the structural damage that impacted the roof, that was just repaired. Shawnee Hall, we'll be presenting the design and the construction documents for our board in May of this year. So that they can look at that and, God willing, approve that. And then construction towards Shawnee Hall will move with a goal of completion for the new Shawnee Hall in the fall of 2025. So that will be open for business. Raleigh Chapel is going to take a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The damage was extensive. Potter Auditorium was damaged significantly. And so that's going to take a little bit more time. We're tentatively saying by 2026 sometime, but, we're still working with the architects on that. God's been good to us. And if you come on campus now, you will note that over the summer of 2023, we were able to put in our new mechanical and electrical engineering lab space in Thurman Hall. We were able to do a phase one renovation of our Wood Science Building, including new student space, new classrooms, and a new biology lab. We were able to put in a new data analytics, business analytics, and finance lab so we can serve those who are going investing and banking and et cetera. And that has access to a Bloomberg terminal where students can use the same kind of equipment you use in industry. We put that in. We were able to do a renovation to Owens Hall. I'm trying to remember. There's a lot been going on.
Absolutely.
And so it's been unbelievable. And so Shawnee Hall will be underway by May, and then we'll begin tackling Raleigh. But the reality is our grounds need to be addressed. Our drainage systems, which were crushed by heavy machinery and debris, those need to be addressed. But here's the thing. This is the miracle, Brian. I got to tell you, we were really nervous about what was going to happen to OBU. Would students come back? Would the new students arrive in the fall of 23? And here's the reality. You want to hear a miracle?
Yes.
God bless. And we were up 9% in overall enrollment in the fall of 23.
Wow.
Year on year. I mean, that's incredible. So God's
wow.
been really good. But
yes.
That's what I'm talking about. When I say renewal, the hand of God's been doing some amazing things, I can tell you. We've seen students come to Christ. We've seen lives change. So the renewal has been more than just the physical spaces. We've seen life change, death to life, forgiveness of sins. We've seen students step up, leaders step up. In our Canterbury, I've got to tell you, it's a student-led worship service that happens mm-hmm. every Thursday night. God has been on the move, and students are reporting it. And we've seen students come to Christ there. The worship services just continue. They've grown, actually significantly exploded in terms of overall student attendance. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about renewal. It's not just, you know, new buildings or repaired buildings. Movement of God is happening at OBU right now, and it's just a privilege to be a part of it.
Well, we absolutely amen and applaud all of that and what you've done and your team and your faculty and the volunteers and just everybody. I think of Hebrews chapter 10 where it talks about we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed,
yes.
but to those who have faith. And I see that yes. happening there at OBU. I did want to fast forward to, you know, this April, 1 year later,
yes.
there's going to be some commemorative things, some events that happen. I thought you could maybe point people to that and then point people to how they could give. A lot of people want to still come alongside financially, prayerfully, to
yes.
help in this recovery and renewal. Do you mind speaking to any of that, Dr. Thomas?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are very excited to celebrate God's faithfulness in this renewal era at OBU. And so on April 19th at 10 a.m., during our normally scheduled chapel time at 10 a.m., what we're going to have is a renewal era celebration. And at that 10 a.m. service, it will be held in the Recreation and Wellness Center because, obviously, Raleigh Chapel is offline.
Yes.
So we're going to have it in the Recreation and Wellness Center. We've invited our friends and our contractors and all of those volunteers who helped to be a part. We want to thank them. We've invited some of our city leadership and our state leadership to give greetings. And we've invited as many of our alums and friends that are able to watch or to be there in person, as well as our students and employees. We're all going to celebrate. And this renewal era celebration is going to be a time where we remember what has happened. You know, remembering what has happened in life, that's a virtue that we can pick up from Scripture, especially the book of Deuteronomy. Remember, remember, remember. So we're going to remember. But that memory of that challenged time in OBU's history is going to be a time for us to set up some memorial stones of God's faithfulness. And so our student leadership has come up with the idea of taking everybody who's going to be there is going to get a memorial stone where we can write words of God's faithfulness in our own lives. And then we're going to take those memorial stones and place them strategically on our campus. And then the goal is from that to create a piece of art out of all of those memorial stones so that whenever a visitor comes to OBU's campus and they look at that memorial stone sculpture, they say, "What is this?" Anybody who is a friend or a student or an alum of OBU, we can say, those stones remind us of God's faithfulness and renewal. And so that's going to be a special, special time. Matt Robertson, pastor of First Marlow, and some friends are going to be leading in worship, music, and it's going to be an unbelievable time. And then the cool thing is after the service, it starts at 10 a.m. in the Recreation and Wellness Center. What's going to happen after is that from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, our friends who are there, our alums, our students, are going to have the opportunity to sign the backs of the tiles that are going to go on Raleigh Chapel.
Oh, wow.
We have those in, and so that tile signing ceremony will be a significant event in the life. I mean, it's going to be so meaningful. It's going to be once in a century event. So, I mean, it's going to be, we're excited about that. So that'll be 11 to 1. And, of course, in the University Center, the Geiger Center, we're going to have the opportunity to celebrate together. There'll be some refreshments for everyone. All in all, it's going to be unbelievable. And I've got to mention this. Leading up to that event, from the 17th to the 18th to the 19th, we've partnered with the Gideons and our Pottawatomie-Lincoln Baptist Association, we're going to be doing a New Testament reading marathon from the evening of the 17th all the way through to the morning of the 19th. And so 24 hours a day, we have volunteers who are going to be reading the New Testament over the campus, all leading up to that Renewal Era celebration. And I got to tell you, it's going to be phenomenal.
That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Go to okbu.edu to find out more on that. And thank you for there's some giving links if people wanted to make a donation or contribute financially. Just the minute we have left here on our allotted time, how could we best pray for you, Dr. Thomas, and for OBU as a whole?
Well, number one, we continue to pray for four things at OBU. God give us favor as we align to your priorities, and we provide world-class education. God give us your favor. God give us wisdom to work along the grain of the universe that you created. God give us insight. That's the third thing. Give us insight to see the invisible, the things that only you can see. Open our eyes to that. And then finally, God, we are asking for miracles. So if our listeners want to pray for OBU, pray with our faculty, our staff, all of our people, as we pray for favor, wisdom, insight, and miracles. And so prayer is a powerful partnership with OBU. The second thing that I would say is please do give. April 19th will be OBU's Giving Day. And so if you would like to partner with OBU towards a project or towards our general giving to OBU, please do give. It's not the amount of the gift, it's the fact that we are participating together to equip this next generation to live all of life, all for Jesus. That's why we do what we do. And I've got to tell you, partnership in giving is absolutely necessary for us, and it's transformative in the lives of our students. So do give, Giving Day, April 19th.
Perfect. Well, we've been talking to OBU President Heath Thomas, and I want to encourage everyone listening again to go to okbu.edu to check it out. And thank you again for recounting those stirring events and just what God did. And we'll pray blessings on all that you mentioned. And thank you, everyone, for joining us for this podcast episode. And thank you again, Dr. Thomas, for your leadership and taking time today.
Thank you, Brian. Grateful for you.
God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.